Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonants W and V distinctly and correctly. Learning to hear and say the difference between W as in West and V as in Vest will make your pronunciation more accurate and will make your accent sound more like a native speaker's. Depending on what your first language is, you may find it difficult to pronounce and distinguish between these sounds. More specifically, if your first language is Central European, such as German, Polish, or Czech, Eastern European, such as Russian, Serbian, or Croatian, or if it's Asian, such as Japanese, Chinese, Hindu, or Punjabi, you may be confusing these two sounds. One of the most common mistakes is to confuse the sound W with the sound V. So a word like very might sound like wary, or vice versa. In podcasts number 33 and 34, we learned how to pronounce W and V correctly and in full detail. I recommend that you listen to those podcasts before listening to this one if you haven't already. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to hear and say the difference between W and V like a native speaker. We're also going to learn and practice the difference between these two sounds in a special training exercise. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce W, W. Again, for a more detailed lesson on this, see podcast number 34. When you pronounce W, bring your lips forward and tense, like in the sound oo. Make them tense and move them back quickly as you vocalize W. Your tongue should be slightly back and raised in the back, but it moves quickly into the position of whatever vowel follows. The most important part of W is the motion of your lips. Your lips should start in the same position as the vowel oo, like in the word moon. Forward and tense, like you're about to kiss somebody or you're making a fish face. The next step is to move them back quickly and vocalize at the same time. Be sure that both your lips are moving as you make a vowel sound. You can think of W as oo in motion. I recommend that you use a small mirror to check the position of your lips. Please listen and repeat. W. W. Next, let's review how to pronounce V. V. For a more detailed lesson on V, see podcast number 33. In order to pronounce V, bring your lower lip up so that it gently touches your upper front teeth. Exhale and vocalize. Let the air flow through your teeth and lips and feel the vibration between them. Please listen and repeat. V. Here are some tips for a more accurate pronunciation of V. Don't press your lip against your teeth too hard. Press gently. You should feel a light vibration, almost tickling your lower lip when you say V. Most importantly, do not bring both your lips together. Your upper lip does not move when making this sound. Only the lower lip moves up to the teeth. Now that we've learned how to pronounce W and V correctly, let's work on developing a clear distinction between these sounds. The most common mistake students make is substituting W for V or substituting V for W. It depends on what your first language is. For example, instead of saying very, A student might say something that sounds like worry. Or instead of saying west, a student might say something that sounds like vest. So we're going to do a special training exercise to help you develop a clear distinction between w and v. Before we do that, let's review the key differences in articulation between w and v. The biggest difference is the lip position. For w, w, both our lips move forward and back quickly, in and out of the kiss position. For v, we only move our lower lip upward to touch our front teeth. The airflow is somewhat different as well. For w, w, we let the air flow continuously without interruption through the hole between our lips. There is no contact between our lips and teeth on w. For v, we do make contact between our lower lip and our upper teeth and create friction, vibrations through that small space. Feel the vibrations on your lower lip. I recommend that you look in a small mirror when practicing these sounds so that you can see the difference in lip position and lip movement. Let's do an exercise alternating between w and v. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your form. W. V. W. V. In this next exercise, we're going to continue developing our ability to distinguish between w and v. You're going to hear a pair of words. The words are exactly the same, except that the first contains the consonant w, w, and the second contains the consonant v, v. Listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the differences in form that we discussed earlier. West. Vest. We. V. Wayne. Vane. Went. Vent. Worse. Verse. Wheel. Veal. Mastering the distinction between w and v is an important part of learning to speak English clearly and correctly. To the ears of an American, these two sounds are completely different and distinct. Learning these sounds is one more important step towards speaking English with a standard American accent. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. In fact, the secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contain all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll learn how to pronounce the sounds of English just like a native speaker, and then practice them in words and common expressions and idioms that Americans use all the time. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Every lesson comes with a complete transcript so you can read along if you want. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Download Best Accent Training today and practice your pronunciation wherever and whenever you want to. Best Accent Training, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact us at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.